So the epistle taken from the sixth Sunday after the Epiphany is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Brethren, we give thanks to God for you all, making a remembrance of you in all prayers without ceasing, being mindful of the work of your faith and labor and charity, and of the enduring of the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ before God and our Father. Knowing, brethren, beloved of God, your election, for our gospel hath not been unto you in word only, but in power also, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much fullness, as you know what manner of men we have been among you for your sakes. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, receiving the word in much tribulation with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that you were made a pattern to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you was spread abroad the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith, which is towards God, is gone forth, so that you need not to speak anything. For they themselves relate of us what manner of entering into we have unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised up from the dead, Jesus, who hath delivered us from the wrath to come. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 13. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to the multitudes. The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his seed, which is the least indeed of all seeds. But when it is grown up, it is greater than all herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and dwell in the branches thereof. Another parable he spoke to them, the kingdom of heaven is like to leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal until the whole was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke in parables to the multitudes, and without parables he did not speak to them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things hidden from the foundation of the world. Please be seated. I will utter things hidden from the foundation of the world. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. We see in the epistle and in the gospel taken from the sixth Sunday after the Epiphany, a reminder to us of our faith and the example of the faith to other people. It is what St. Paul is talking about when he's speaking to the Thessalonians, of how for them that their faith became known to other people, that they didn't even have to speak because of their example that they gave, that their faith actually helped other people around them. And then certainly we see in the gospel account our Lord giving these two parables that relates, one, the kingdom of God and its nature, but then also to us, to help us to understand this idea of our faith itself. And so he gives these two parables, the first being the mustard seed, where it talks about it being the least of all seeds, but then it becomes a great tree that even the birds of the air can sit on. And so that's where the reminder to us of how our faith starts small, but then it grows to be great, God willing. With the graces of God, if we allow it to grow truly, if we have, in a sense, the proper watering, if we have that understanding of how we try to foster our faith, fostering the faith that is given to our children, fostering our own faith, that we still have to study, we still have to read, we still have to understand our faith and try to live our faith. And that is where then this understanding of these two parables, I think, comes in very handy for us. Because also with the 3 measures, it's hidden, and then when it becomes leavened, then you have it. So again, the idea of our faith, not that we hide our faith, but as a means to help us to understand of how that it has to grow, that it has to raise. And this is what helps us, as I mentioned, I think it can be helpful for us, especially in our modern times. We see the state of the world, the state of our country, I guess you can say the state of our state, the state of the church, the crisis in the church. And it can be a trial for the faith itself. It can push us to wonder, when is God going to do anything? How long is God going to allow the different things take place, whether it is in the country or even, in a sense, in the church itself? You know, why does he permit these things? And so it can be a trial of our faith, and that's where we need a strong faith to be able to deal with it. We need a strong faith and to understand that we must have this trust in God. Whether with the world itself, with the church, or even with our own souls, the own struggles that we have. And that is why then our Lord, when he spoke in parables, it was not meant for everyone, because some people did not want to hear. They would not hear, they would not listen, they would not follow what our Lord was saying. And so for them, they did not want to hear. So our Lord spoke in parables, things that they did not understand. And that's why he says, according to what the prophet will say about the Messiah, about our Lord, that he will utter things that are hidden from the foundation of the world. That certainly the proud, certainly the ones that did not want to take our Lord as the true Messiah, that therefore they would not listen to what he had to say. They would not listen, they would not follow what he had to say. And I think that's where then we go back to what St. Paul was talking about in his epistle. That when he came and he preached to these people, they left what they were. They followed idolatry. They followed idols. They worshiped idols. They left all of that. And by leaving that, then they lived their faith and they were actually an example to other people. An example to other people that St. Paul even says you didn't even have to speak. Because their example, in a sense, was a sermon. Their example was preaching to other people. I mean, and that's what we have to try to come to for ourselves. That we don't necessarily have to preach to other people. That through our example, we can live that life as a true Catholic. Especially then when we look at our modern world and what is going on, that we live our Catholic life. And that therefore we can be an example to other people. And in a large sense, we can preach to the other people around us. But it requires from us a great faith. A great faith like the mustard seed when it grows up into a tree. And that's what he's talking about, and when our Lord is saying to us that the tree grows up great, but it starts off so small. I mean, granted, we can make the parallel with the Catholic Church itself. It started off so small. The blood of the martyrs watered this. And it continues to go through, whether the different crises of the church. But it continues to grow even amongst that. And that's where it comes back to how strong of a faith do we have. Because our faith will grow in times of tribulation. It will grow in times of trials. The test that God gives to us, will we be able to handle those things? And as I say, especially when we look at the state of the world today, we look at the state of even the church, it requires a great faith from us to continue on and practice our faith, to live our faith. And I think that's what's something that we need to reflect upon right now. How are we living our faith? Are we an example to other people? Would we be like what St. Paul is talking about? And that is the reflection that we must have. And that is where if we have a strong faith, if we practice our faith, well, yes, we will see the trials, we will see the tribulations that are going on in the world today, and we will still live our faith. It will not weaken us. It will not cause us to lose our faith. But the crisis that is going on, it will strengthen us in our trust in God. Knowing full well that God is in control of everything, God permits the certain things to happen. And yet, we continue on in trying to live our faith. And so that becomes the real test for us. A real test for how strong our faith is. Of seeing, yes, the state of things. And how does it affect us? It'll affect us in all different ways. But I think we have to go back to the fact of God has permitted this to happen. I think sometimes we lose sight of that, almost as if God has allowed the world to go out of control. I mean, certainly not. We know that God is in control of everything. But that it becomes a trial to us. And then we can reflect upon our own life and the difficulties, the trials that we have too. Well, that's also sometimes God permitting us to undergo tests, tests of faith. How strong is our trust in Him? And that should be a reflection for us, especially as we're starting to, we end the liturgical year next Sunday, start up a new one at the end of the month. I mean, time continues to move on. Time continues to fly. Yes, we've had the reflections of we never know when God will take us from this world. We got to live our lives, live our faith. And that's a reality to us. And so you see how the church in this Sunday with the epistle and the gospel gives us to understand of the strong faith we must have. A strong faith that takes us day to day. Not just Sunday to Sunday, but every day of our life. And that is the encouragement that I give to you then to pray about that, to think about that. Yes, we can get caught up in all of the events of the world and everything and struggle with that. But it comes down, it boils down to the fact of how strong of a faith do we have in Almighty God? Will we meet the test that He gives to us or will we shrink from it? And shrinking from it a lot of times can be we don't defend our faith, we don't live our faith. We question why God has permitted all of these things. I mean, that is where we must try to increase our faith. It'll come by prayer, it'll come by sacrifice, and it'll come from receiving the graces of Almighty God. But let us ask for that. And it's the famous quote that comes from St. Therese when she was struggling with the faith herself. She underwent these things at the end of her life. She asked God to help her unbelief. And so sometimes for us, the struggle is there. It is a real test of our faith. And so we must ask for the graces from God. But as I say, look and see what the church is telling us today. The example that St. Paul tells them that they were to other people are then these two parables that, yes, may be hidden from many people. But they must have a real meaning for us. They must truly mean something to us. And therefore it is a test of our faith. Will we live our faith truly? Or as I say, will we shrink from it? Now is the perfect opportunity because we see what is around us. And so let us pray for this strength and faith. Let's beseech God and ask Him to help us, especially in the trials, especially in the crisis in the church, the crisis in the world. Let us ask for the graces to truly live our faith and be an example to other people. That we can truly show to people that we had ears to hear and therefore we heard. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.